Okay. Hey, well, you know, folks, the motorsports season is kind of over. Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, we're going through withdrawals. But I got a press event from a good friend of mine, Judy, on Jeremy Grenier. And Jeremy is the RRDC Mark Donohue Award winner for 2014. What that is a rather unique group of Road Racing Drivers Club. And they get together, and there's the who's who of road racing, and they decide who's going to be the winner for 2014. We got Jeremy on the line, and you're the 44th recipient. First off, absolutely congratulations. I mean, from what I've read, from what I've heard, well deserved. But tell us a little bit about the journey.
Well, this year was pretty special. I was working for two different teams to actually pay for my own racing. Mm-hmm. And every event we went to with my car, we started from the pole except for the runoffs. That was the only race I started second. Mm-hmm. And we were fast all year, and it's been pretty impressive.
Right. Now, what kind of car are you driving for the folks that maybe not are familiar with that series you're in?
I am driving a Citation Formula F is what it's called now. It started out as Formula Ford.
Okay. So it looks like a little open-wheel, small Indy car?
Yes. The way I explain it all the time is it's a small Indy car with no wings.
There you go. All right. Now, I understand you had to do a little driving just to get this award. I mean, not on the racetrack, but from home.
Yeah, I was one of the further away entrants to the runoffs. It was 3,000 miles from my house on the East Coast to Laguna Seca. So
wow.
Driving the truck and trailer 3,000 miles is...
Yeah, but I understand by reading the press release, you kind of made it worth your while. I guess you delivered a few cars to some customers on the West Coast.
Well, actually, I took some of my local customers out with me.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
Wow. So, again, kind of give us a rundown. How did the race shake out? It's at Laguna Seca. It's on the big track, corkscrew and all. Kind of give us a rundown of your day.
Well, I started second, and I knew that Tim Couts, who was sitting on pole, was going to be fast. And on the turn two, which is basically the first real turn, I stuck it on the outside of him and went around the outside, and we stuck side by side going into three. And I got in front of him going into three, and I believe he got taken out a couple corners later. So yellow came out. Then I got jumped on a restart by Max Malinen. And I followed him for three or four laps, and another yellow came out. So the next restart, I got the jump. And we didn't even make it a full lap before the yellow came out again. And the last restart, I just timed it perfectly, hit it, and Max pressured me, but he never got back around me, and off to the win I went.
Yeah, would you have a 5-second lead? I mean, that's kind of ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, Max, he was, with two laps to go, he was on my gearbox and spun in the top of the corkscrew.
You'll do it up there for sure.
Yep, and, you know, once he spun, I had clear track, and there was nobody pressuring me from behind, so it was just, you know, let's put in some decent laps and finish this thing off.
What a concept. You were able to breathe.
Yeah.
You know, people don't realize that's not joking. I'm telling you, when you got, you know, competitive drivers on your back bumper like you have with those guys, yeah, it's pretty hard to drive and breathe at the same time, but gosh, what a great award. Now, tell us a little bit about the award itself. It's named after Mark Donohue, who was the first recipient, and I don't know if you can name another driver that was as talented as Mark Donohue, and for him to be taken from us as early as he did was a travesty, but what a great award to win. I mean, just that's one of the reasons I called you up, because I'm such a Mark Donohue fan.
Yeah, this award is special. I've heard about Mark Donohue since I got into racing, and all of the old school guys that have kind of taught me knew Mark Donohue and watched him race in Trans Am and everything he's done in the 500 and you know.
But isn't he a little bit like you? I mean, because Mark Donahue was a hands-on guy. You're a hands-on guy. You actually prep, build. I mean, you do so many jobs in the shop. And I think Donahue was kind of on that same same path, wouldn't you say? I mean, you don't know him personally, but
I would say that. Yeah, he was definitely a guy involved in everything, and
and that's got to be a compliment for you as well. I mean, to be put in the same room as guys like Mark Donahue and some of the other recipients of this award. I mean, it's the who's who of road racing, and I truly believe, not taking anything away from the oval guys, but road racing is truly, you know, the epitome of racing. I mean, that's, you use everything when you do that.
Yeah, I got into road racing, and it was 100%. As soon as I got on the track, it was, oh my God, this is what I'm going to do. And
yeah,
from there, and to be mentioned or be part of an award that, you know, has Donahue's name on it, and the past winners, it's just incredible.
Yeah. Now tell us a little bit about the trophy. It's kind of a unique trophy. It's not like you go down to Trophies R Us and they give you this plastic trophy with a little race driver on top. Tell us a little bit about the history of that trophy.
Well, the trophy was actually thought up by Mark himself. He was a big fan of, you know, having, I guess, a race wheel that had normally been crashed, and, you know, they've turned them into coffee tables, and you basically, this year I'm getting a wheel off of Graham Rahal's IndyCar that apparently hit the wall at one of the Houston or one of the tracks that they were on, and got some scuffs and dings in it, which is really cool, and there'll be a glass coffee table on top of it. So,
jeez, can you believe it? I mean, I'm sitting there, I was reading this, and I'm going, oh my gosh. I mean, that would be, would you say that this, I already know the answer, but would you not say that this is probably the best trophy that you've ever won?
Oh, by far.
Yeah.
By far.
So what's next?
Well, the season starts in January, so.
So you have no time to breathe.
No, there's not a whole lot. We're going to Florida in January with some customers. February is more testing.
Uh-huh.
And back into it, and hopefully I'll be back at the runoffs at Daytona.
Wow. Oh, so they're going to do it at Daytona this year instead of Laguna?
Yeah, they've started a new process, the SECA, with moving the runoffs every year now.
I think that's a good idea. I really do.
Great.
Yeah, because that gives all the drivers that equal opportunity, especially if you're not, you know, from a particular, and I'm sure they, I think that's a great idea. I really do. I think that, and that's where the challenge is, and that's, you know, and like I just said off air, you guys don't get a lot of publicity, you don't get a lot of accolades, but there are sure an awful lot of top-notch drivers coming out of SCCA, and I think everybody should, you know, if you have any desires whatsoever, go down, join it. It's very inexpensive. You can do solo one, solo two, and if you really want to get into it, you can get into it.
But I
have a challenge for you.
Okay.
I have a challenge for you. Have you ever heard of an event called the Coronado Speed Festival?
I've heard of it. I don't know much about it, but I have heard of it.
Well, some way, somehow, you got to figure out how to get a car, a vintage car. And what they do, it's a vintage race. They race on a live airbase at North Island. All proceeds go to the military. It's a 1.4-mile road course flat on the tarmac. I mean, airplanes are flying, taking off and landing around you. And let me tell you, it's huge. And the speeds that you can get out of that thing, and being an airbase, it's not the nicest surface in the world, but they do it every year. It was so impressive that the DOD has made it part of Fleet Week. So it's an event, whether we get the money to run it or not, that it'll run. And we get 9 different classes of different types of cars, everything from 2-liter to F1, you name it. And if you ever get a chance to come out, let me know, and I'll hook you up with passes and what have you. Because if you can come out with a car, I was lucky enough to drive it 3 years in a row. And I tell you, it was the height of my life. I didn't win any trophies or anything, but, man, what a great ride.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, well, if you like to drive. And you guys got all the tracks back where you're at. Good Lord. I mean, you guys got racetracks all over the place.
Yeah, it's you know, we're going to Florida in January to run Sebring. Run Mid-Ohio VIR. It's pretty impressive what we have around us. So.
Oh, yeah. I was back in Virginia, and I was at Summit with Dodge. You know, and I that was quite the track. I was very impressed with that. And then I had a chance to go to NOLA down in New Orleans. And in fact, they're talking about bringing, is it that track? They're talking about bringing the Indy cars there, which that track looked a little small for Indy cars, but hey, e-ticket ride. All right.
Yeah, I've only been there once, so.
Yeah. Well, you've got until January to get your stuff together, so you shouldn't be talking to me. You should be out in the shop getting these cars ready, because I have a feeling it's going to be just like a reality show. Crunch time, no sleep, right?
That's right. It's season starting already.
That's what I said. So I'm not gonna. I only guaranteed myself talking to you for 10 minutes, because I know how you are. You're probably sitting in the shop. You got tools in hand, and as soon as I hang up, you're gonna go start wrenching again. Yeah. See, I know how you are. Hey, I do want to congratulate you again from the San Diego Gearheads out here. I run the only motorsport show in San Diego. Been doing it for 20 years. And I always try to find the guys that are working their way up or really the grassroots and the cement to motorsports. You know, because if it wasn't for folks like you, you know, that spend your hard-earned money and your time and your effort away from the family and the whole bit, you know, motorsports wouldn't be what it is today. And congratulations on the trophy. I doubt if it'll ever sink in. You'll probably get teary-eyed every time you walk into your den. But, dude, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Hey, we're going to be talking down the road, because I got a sneaky feeling you're going after trophy number two.
We're going to try.
All you got to do is get 3 more trophies, and you got the base of a car. Come on, let's go for it. All right, buddy. Thank you very, very much, and I appreciate you taking time out to talk with us.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Take care.